Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into music of the harp from around the world. Stay tuned for our music of Patrice Hahn, Anne Heyman, Patrick Ball, David Crosby, R.E.A. Frankfurter, and Alan Stivell. A new recording from Brittany's Cecile Corbell leads off this first set.
Tu sais, je reviendrai dans ma terre d'enfance, au pays des rêves, des fées et des rois. Là-bas, mon amour, loin de la ville, il fait plus froid et les jours sont fragiles. Moi, me détais les cloches et les îles, tu verras, j'irai là-bas.
jette regarde de mon glace quand il y a ma débrasse dans les mers dans mon race.
He was responsible for influencing so many people to become interested in the Celtic harp when he began promoting its resurgence in the 1970s. That was Alan Stivell from Brittany with two cuts from his recording Live in Dublin. Before that, we heard from a past Festival International group that performed here probably about 8 or so years ago. Also from Brittany, the group Tornaud. From their self-titled CD, we heard A La Bouche Marve with Cécile Corbel on harp. And from Cécile's most recent CD, Songbook Volume 3, we started that set with Brian Boru, followed by La Belle s'est endormie. This is Anne Heyman, one of the foremost proponents of the wire-strung harp today.
Thank you.
A very ancient sounding instrument in that last set, all of it performed on the wire-strung harp. Most small harps have strings that are made of either nylon or gut, but hundreds of years ago, the sound of the harp was one strung with wire. Its long sustain and that beautiful bell-like tone was the sound heard by the high kings of Ireland centuries ago. Two of the most well-known proponents of the wire-strung harp are Patrick Ball and Anne Heyman. We finished that set with two tunes from Patrick's recording, Music on the Wind. We heard Mabel Kelly and Carolyn's Dream. And that set started with Anne Heyman performing the title track to Queen of Harps.
Thank you.
Two tunes from R.E.A. Frankfurter's CD Harper's Brew. We heard two Scottish tunes in that medley, The Full-Rigged Ship and The New-Rigged Ship, and the spirited Irish tune Banish Misfortune. This is David Crosby.
Life is mostly solitary, watching, hoping, seeker strives, daily labor, death and taxes, compensation for in one hand. fish is struggling on the line. Where's the refuge? Cool, deep water, sandy bottom, clear sunshine.
Patrice Hahn performing Altars from her CD Bluest Blue. Before that, David Crosby from his CD If Only I Could Remember My Name, performing Traction in the Rain. Although the performer on that auto harp was not credited in the album, I'm pretty sure it's Joni Mitchell. Visit our website at krvs.org for a playlist and a podcast of today's show. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry. Thank you.